Hello and welcome to the Dream Depository. I'm Kelly Proudfoot and Varun is here, the guardian of the dream world.
And what an auspicious day. We have some fresh dreams to delve into, don't we?
Yes, several who reached out on Quora, so there'll be more than three dreams to decipher.
I have no idea why you wouldn't do more than three. How stingy.
I was being cautious. I didn't know how many would respond.
Cautious? What a disgusting word. Besides, I thought I'd share some ideas about a new theme song for this podcast.
I think we're good, Varun.
How about, all I have to do is dream?
No.
Alright, how about, have you any dreams you'd like to sell?
Varun, those songs belong to other people.
Balderdash. Dreams of war, dreams of lies, dreams of dragons, fire.
Varun, enough. You're butchering a Metallica song.
Very well. Let's settle on sweet dreams are made of this. Who are you to disagree?
I'm the boss here and we're sticking with our theme, Underwater for Meditation by OB Music on Pixabay. Now, let's get on with the dreams.
At first, we look at a dream that's a little juicy. You know quite a lot about this. It's from Braden and he asks, what does it mean if you dream that you cannot move, speak, and your eyes are stuck looking upwards?
Right, this sounds more like a sleep disorder, but let's tackle it from the perspective of the dreaming mind. The main theme would be feeling trapped, and with the eyes looking upwards, it could indicate that there's a focus on spirituality or even authority, apart from the obvious looking for an escape. Being silenced means not being allowed to speak your mind or feeling like your opinion or point of view is not taken seriously by others. Maybe there's something you've been wanting to share or divulge about yourself or your inner thoughts, and your fear of ridicule or being rejected is keeping you silent. Maybe you are not happy with your current circumstances or you're trapped in a dead-end job that doesn't allow your true self to express itself. You could be seeking answers from a higher source or the Godhead. As a sleep disorder, mainly sleep paralysis, which I have dealt with since a child, includes feeling trapped when going into sleep or coming out of it, caused by the muscles seizing due to disturbances in the sleep patterns. If it happens when falling asleep, it's called hypnagogic or predormital sleep paralysis, but if it happens while waking up, it's called hypnopompic or postdormital sleep paralysis. They might be accompanied by strange and even frightening hallucinations, which is essentially dreaming with your eyes open.
That is strange because the theta waves which occur when the eyes are closed in dreaming might be disrupted with the eyes open.
True. Hopefully he can figure out whether or not it was a dream or sleep paralysis. Good luck, Braden.
Here's another one which seems familiar. What does it mean when you dream about someone who was alive when you were around them, but they are no longer living? This is from David.
When we dream about people from the past who are not or no longer alive, it often represents things like regrets, missed opportunities, or longing for times gone by. Maybe that person left an impression on you and you feel like similar circumstances are arising, or you're missing their presence. You'd need to ask yourself, what does that person represent to you? What was your relationship to them, or are there aspects in your life or persona that remind you of them?
Yes, haunted by the past can mean that you're not paying attention to the present.
Very insightful.
It should be. I am the guardian of the dream world, after all.
Of course. What's the next dream?
Ooh, this is right up my alley, so to speak. What does it mean if you dream of a shapeshifter? From Peo Iton, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Okay, shapeshifting represents transformation, which could be occurring in your life. It's someone who might be representing themselves, or someone or something changing in your psyche or circumstances, which denotes a new way of life. It would depend on the atmosphere of the dream, whether you are afraid or intrigued.
Yes, shapeshifters show us different personas needed to help with different or new situations. In mythology, it represents the ability to transform oneself with supernatural or divine intervention, even demonic possession.
Well, we assume not demonic. It could mean confinement or forcing yourself to adapt to a new situation, or liberation from a restricting life or job. As always, it depends on the dreamer.
Of course. Do we have time for more?
I think so.
Good, because it's the juiciest yet. Why would I have a dream about the devil attacking me, showing me extremely dark, messed up things, and try to hurt me? This is from Julia.
Let's not call dreams juicy. They're very important to people, not entertainment fodder.
Oh, yet here you are, doing a podcast sharing dreams for entertainment.
Well, on the one hand, I hope it's entertaining, but it's also about helping people, Varun.
Of course, helping people.
Yes, anyway, let's get on with it. There are several possibilities in this dream. The devil could represent your shadow self. Maybe you're involving yourself in behavior or activity, or even people, who are detrimental to your well-being. Maybe you have someone or something in your life which poses a threat. Being shown messed up things is frightening. I've had these kinds of dreams myself, and it usually means being forced to reckon with something from your past that needs to be dealt with. Maybe there are guilt or shame issues in your psyche, real or imagined, that are begging to be faced and causing nightmares. If the devil was trying to hurt you, it could hint at self-harm or the compulsion to trip yourself up like an inner saboteur, or problems like self-loathing, depression, and anxiety. This dream requires a lot of soul searching. Regardless of whether you're religious or not, it seems that at the very least, there are psychological issues that could possibly need to be addressed.
It could be possible that Julia was watching a lot of horror movies.
It's possible, but it seems to me that there could be hidden shame or being forced to face something.
All right, is that all for now?
No, we do have another one, maybe even a few. We'll check the time. I'll let you start with, I'll let you choose.
Oh, that's interesting, yes. What does it mean when you hear light and fast feet running above your bedroom at night?
Well, if you were hearing it while awake, I hope your house isn't haunted. To dream of light and fast feet could indicate children or small animals, and since the sound was coming from above your bedroom, it could mean that you have a lot of thoughts racing through your mind. It could represent thoughts or memories from your childhood, and some might go further and say that it's a pun about children coming into your life, considering the saying, the pitter-patter of little feet, which denotes children running through the house, pregnancy, birth, and so on. As a dream symbol, the house represents the mansion of the soul, which is our body. The bedroom represents our sexual or private side, so hearing the fast-running feet could denote your own thoughts or ideas, since the mansion of the soul usually has an attic or roof, where the running feet would have been if above your bedroom, which represents our mind, memories, thoughts, etc. Maybe you need to pay attention to your fleeting thoughts, or maybe you are ignoring the small things but feel that you can't deal with them due to no time to do so. Are you being haunted by things you can't deal with or don't want to deal with? Are you or the people around you being frivolous or scatterbrained? Maybe your thoughts are racing ahead of you and you feel that you can't keep up.
Well, I don't have anything to add. Not bad for an Elysian.
Thank you.
Oh, let's move on quickly. I want to add this one. What does it mean to get shot in your eye during a dream? I'm waiting with bated breath.
Dreams can indicate many things, from our innermost fears to what's happening in the world. This dream might be telling you that you've seen something you don't want to see, or it could even be a diagnostic dream in terms of your eye and possible issues with it. Symbolically, something, a bullet, pierced your perception or sight. The obvious questions are, who did the shooting? What were the emotions in the dream and what was happening? Maybe it's telling you that someone is keeping secrets they don't want you to know, or it could be that a realization or awakening is on the horizon. Do you have people in your life who wish you harm? Maybe it's a cautionary tale to keep your wits about you in case someone's planning something nefarious. But I really feel it's more related to how you see things, your perception, where something or someone is trying to tell you something. Keep an eye out, no pun intended, for any clues in your real life which might help you decipher your dream.
Wonderful. I hope we have time for more.
I think we've got a lot of time, so we'll just do a few more. How's that?
Good. Let's do this one. What does it mean to dream about trying to get somewhere, but you never get there?
That's a classic dream about not achieving goals or anxiety over missed opportunities. In terms of basic life lessons, maybe your subconscious is trying to tell you to stop and smell the roses, since the object of the journey is to gather knowledge and experience, enjoying the journey rather than only focusing on the destination itself. More importantly, focus on the symbols related to the destination. For example, was it related to your career, personal desires, or a long-lost friend or lover? Was it a place or circumstance related to love, money, family, etc.? Was it an idealized situation that might be impossible to reach? In life, we sometimes feel like we're spinning our wheels and going nowhere, so dreams like this can symbolize our true calling or forgotten skills, hinting that we are not following our true paths and ignoring our authentic selves. Assess your current situation and ask yourself, am I just sleepwalking through life in a dead-end job in order to survive rather than thriving? Or am I dissatisfied with my life or only living for others rather than catering to my own needs and desires?
Let us decipher this one. Why is it when I dream of someone and then I wake up, I immediately like the person I was dreaming about?
There are clinical responses to what dreams are, which don't take into consideration your own personal mythology and how your thoughts, memories, impressions, etc. inform and guide you on your path through life, and which refuse to acknowledge all the work that people like Carl Jung have conducted, which has enriched thousands if not millions of lives around the world. It's easy to dismiss dreams as an anomaly with no meaning. However, as one who has studied psychology and dreams, her own and others, throughout her life, I can say that the majority of the time, dreams reveal clues about how our personalities can enhance our understanding of who we are and how we live our lives. Keeping a dream journal and analysing each dream in accordance with what we know about ourselves can be quite helpful, and if nothing else, can give us a glimpse into how our subconscious filters meaning and stores things we might have forgotten or maybe have already dealt with, whether it be childhood memories, feelings about certain people or situations, and other relevant elements in our lives. When it comes to dreaming about someone, especially when they weren't anything more than a blip on your radar before the dream, indicates that your subconscious decided to use them as a symbol or archetype for what you might be missing if the dream had romantic or sexual connotations, for example. I've had these kinds of dreams before where the person I dreamed about was either someone I didn't think much of or even disliked, but after the dream I had an intense sense of a connection to that person. Rather than pursue the person in real life, I understood that they were simply representing what I thought was missing or how I respond to or feel about the opposite sex. After all is said and done, dreams at least give you the opportunity to question your beliefs, judgment, and other psychological factors. To ignore them is to essentially ignore your own thoughts, memories, and emotions, since dreams have inspired countless works of art, literature, and events throughout history. It's difficult to assume or state that they have no meaning, especially if you've never bothered to spend time analysing yourself and your life.
Oh, I wonder how common this one is. I must ask my little seahorse minions to search the mirrors. This person asks, what does a dream about an airplane crashing with you and your family on board mean? What if a family member is flying it?
If driving is about how you travel through life, then flying could represent the same thing, but on a higher level in terms of ideals, thoughts, and status. It could indicate a bird's eye view of your life, and since you were crashing, this might denote a drop in status or awareness. Maybe there's a family member who was causing this since they were flying the plane. Is there someone in your family who is having a negative effect by either damaging your family's reputation, taking what does not belong to them, or gossiping? It seems to me that this dream is a warning about losing control of something, resulting in a failure of some sort, or at least a fear of this happening. Your subconscious is warning you that if things keep going the way it is, you could crash if the crisis is not averted.
Here's another one just like the other one.
Okay, so what is this one about?
How can I practice lucid dreaming?
Yes, I've answered a similar question before where I talked about programming yourself to be more likely to realize that you are dreaming once in the dream. Lucid dreaming is knowing that you are dreaming and then taking control, but in order to trigger this awareness, you might have to train yourself to recognize the telltale signs in the waking world, and hopefully you'll remember this once in the dream. Start by noticing the differences between the waking world and the dreaming world, such as inconsistencies that wouldn't make sense in the real world. For example, flying, fantastic or mythological creatures, impossible physics such as walls morphing or people walking sideways, unusual objects or strange behavior. Some people train themselves to notice these things to trigger the awareness of lucidity, and others like to practice recognizing a symbol or gesture, like looking at their hand or trying to fly. If you can remember to think about these things once in your dream, it might dawn on you that you are dreaming. Lucidity is a heightened level of dreaming where the colors are more vibrant and the possibilities are endless. Practice asking questions about your surroundings at all times, and soon you will be primed to do the same when dreaming. Good luck.
Are we done? I hear my seahorse minions calling me.
Yes, I look forward to getting some more dreams to decipher.
Quite. Now, I must leave. Goodbye until next time.
And it's goodbye for me too. Don't forget to send your dreams to kellyproudfoot@gmail.com. Until next time, sweet dreams.